Edmund Hillary said, "It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves." Rise and shine, Freedom Crusaders. Welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. I love that quote. That's where we're going today on this Make It Happen Motivational Monday. Not outward, we're going inward. We're going to talk about where the real power lives. And spoiler alert, it's not out there trying to control anyone or anything. It's right here in you. Now, before we open the lines and hear from every single one of you incredible practitioners of prosperity, I got to introduce the man who's going to lead us through today's chapter. You may know him as Booker the Freedom Cooker, the man getting the grill for everyone. And if you don't yet know him, oh man, you're in for a treat. Booker lives in Texas with his lovely wife and is a Navy vet turned entrepreneur. Booker the Freedom Cooker, as we know him, has been rumbling for freedom and helping others do the same for many years now. He went from being stuck in a call center cubicle to firing his boss so he could become a full-time freedom crusader and live out his dreams while helping others fulfill theirs. He had great success in both network marketing and affiliate marketing and now operates his own brick-and-mortar business. All y'all, get ready to have some fun today. Be sure to have your pen and notebooks ready. Here's what I love most about Booker, though. He doesn't just have high energy, he gives it every single time. His mindset lights up the room, feeds your thinking, and honestly frees your soul. That's not hype. I've seen it happen. I've been here. So, all right, everyone. I'm going to open the lines. Tell us who you are and where you're dialing in from today. Let's hear from every corner of the Mastermind family.
Grand Rising family, it's Angela Amazing in Northern California.
Hey, Angela.
It is magnificent Monday, miracle Monday, magical Monday.
Really, it's not supposed to be the land out there.
First Monday of the month of May.
Keep moving forward.
Yes,
sir.
All right, Minister
Christian. Let's bring the mothers to the top.
Wow. Morning.
Morning, Kevin. Good to hear you. Welcome, welcome.
Morning, Kevin. My little brother. Brother Kevin.
Flying high. All right. Who else is out there?
Fly like an eagle. Wake them up, Laura Sue.
Yes.
Y'all know what day it is.
Hey, Kat. I'm doing great. I hope you're having a fantastic morning where you're at.
I always have a good morning.
Magically delicious.
Yes.
Raise the vibration. Raise the frequency. Let's fly high.
All right, Xavier. So glad you're here. It is that. Top of the hour.
I got my wings on.
You got your wings. You're ready. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. It's that time again. Monday morning. We don't have a case of the Mondays. We are the Mondays. Welcome, everybody, to the Think and Grow Rich Calling. You know what? This is the first Monday of the month. Y'all, I'm so deeply honored to host this call, starting off on the first Monday, second Monday, third Monday, any Monday. I'm just honored that y'all showed up to invest the time in yourself to learn something new. And I just know y'all excited on the line because I already heard it. I already know it's going to be a good call. So we're going to jump right into it. Let's see. Y'all, hey, we already excited, so we can just skip that part. Our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And I'm going to talk a lot about that today. And our goal on this call is to help every person develop a prosperity consciousness. That's where you learn to think and act like wealthy people think and act. Now, we meet here every single day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to study and mastermind on the laws of success. I got a few questions for y'all. First, are y'all up? Are you excited to learn something new that can help you be inspired and step into new levels of freedom? Are you grateful to be alive? Are you committed, I mean really committed, to your goals and dreams? Are y'all excited to help us make one of this best masterminds ever? If you are, let me see what y'all got on this. Well, I'm glad y'all are up. I'm going to tell y'all, it is the first Monday. We got to get it today. I want to welcome all our first-time listeners, and we have a Grow Rich Mastermind that we're going to give to you at free 99. That means you don't have to pay anything for it. So I just want to encourage you to get back to whoever invited you to the line so you can get the access. And we have our book of the month, which is the Book of Paul. I mean, the Book of Elon. That's our Book of the Month. So if you can pick that book up, we would definitely want to hear your takeaways, and that's by Eric Jorgensen. And our character that we're going to work on is, I don't even like saying this word, you know, but this is one of the characters that we're going to work on, and it's indecision. Now, indecision to me is really a fear to make a decision. You know how people have the analysis paralysis, where they have to get all the facts before they make a decision. Deep down inside, all it is fear. And you'll see when you start making those decisions, the indecision is definitely going to get out of the way. So just practice on make a decision, you know, and just always, instead of just talking about, you know, let me think about it, let me pray about it, this and that. And y'all know I always, when people say, let me pray about it, I say, bow your head, we're going to pray about it right now. So anyway, our character of the month is indecision. And just a quick plug, we have an event every single year. This year is going to be in Branson, Missouri. It's called our Freedom Fest. And if you want information about that, get back to the person that invited you to the line, and they'll give you the information. But just a little tidbit, all the contributions from the Freedom Fest is going to a organization that we support that's called Feed My Starving Children. And just get back to the person that invited you to the call, and they can get you more information about it. So now we have our major definite purpose, where we're going to state our plans, and I just want somebody that can help us with it to come out and help us with it today on this Monday morning. Press star 6.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, who is this?
See, Xavier from Gray out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I knew it. What's up, Chris?
Hey, amen. Increase. Good morning, family. My major definite purpose, by the first day of, I will have in my possession monthly income which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is a now waiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Self-confidence formula. 1. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I herein and now promise to render such action. 2. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. 3. I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, Any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I'll engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I'll succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I'll induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I'll eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, and egotism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I have signed my name to this formula, committed it to memory, and repeats it aloud at least twice a day with full faith and confidence that will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. O divine providence, I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom of which to accept and use wisely the riches I received at birth in the power of the in the form of the power to control and direct my mind to whatever ends I desire. That's it, family. Back to you, big brother. Love you. Love your family. Everyone have a blessed day.
What? Y'all give it up for Chris. He said...
We believe in you.
Hey, Chris, I definitely appreciate for you for that. And, you know, Chris, he said that with his whole chest. So, y'all, if y'all ever see Chris online or meet him, y'all give it up. But today I just want to share with y'all, first of all, number one, for everybody on the line, I just want to thank y'all for investing a few minutes of your time to learn something different and something that can help you out, because being on this call, it is an investment. It's a free call, but guess what? You are giving me your time, so I definitely appreciate that. I don't take it for granted. I want to look at today, just want to share just a few things with you that I know is going to help you out, and then we'll get into the reading. So right now I'm in a new office that we open up, and I would just share with y'all on Friday, we had three of our managers that we was doing the promotion ceremony. That's why it started at 8. I couldn't be on the call, so because I was presenting. And y'all know I don't present normally. I do kind of follow the rules, but a lot of times I make the rules. So what happened, I don't want to tell you their real names because y'all may know them, but they got promoted. And one of the guys, he said one thing that really helped him out is he had heard about how I treat my employees. And he was working with another company, and he said when he first we started talking, and he said that he asked me, did he have to sign a non-compete disclosure? I said, I don't really worry about non-compete, because if you treat people right, you don't really have competition unless they really just want to go. And, that's another part of it. But he was working for this guy that was always, he was belittling him. He was talking down to him. And he said, he just got tired of it. I said, you don't really have to worry about that. Just give us a shot. And I tell people like this, if you're on the call, no, that's Bill Morris. Just give us a shot for 30 days, and then if you don't like it, you'll never have to come back. So he was just sharing that with me, and we had a couple of wives. They came over to him because they was getting promoted. And the other two guys, they had been working with me for about 5 years. And what I always do is I try to push people more than me, because right now they're working. And one thing I tell people, you always have to have you a good team, because if you try to do it by yourself, you're going to get tired, y'all. Trust and believe, when I first started out, I was doing it by myself, but you can get a lot of stuff done if you have your team. And I get it, you know, a lot of people say, I don't work with people. And I've heard people, even in the home-based industry, they said, you know, I don't really like people. I say, well, you got customers, right? And you don't want to get customers. Not only do you have your customers, they are your people. So you always have to know how to get along with people. And sometimes you have to take that ego out of the way. Newsflash, nobody cares about your ego but you. So I was talking to James. I was talking to his wife, and she said, you know, I wanted to come in because he used to come home all the time and say, how does this guy want to come to our kids' baseball game? And it was kind of funny. She said, do you know this guy? He said, yeah, that's my boss. And she said, we don't really deal with supervisors or boss, but she said, this guy seemed kind of cool. So, you know, I was talking to her, and I, at the ceremony for the wives, I always bring flowers because I want to make sure that they still support their spouse whenever they come to work, because I'm going to tell y'all, it's a newsflash. If the home is not right, the business is not going to be right. So in the back of my mind, I said, you know what? I got to make sure I do as much as I can. Now, I can't solve everything. Sometimes I may try, but I can't solve everything. But as much as I can, make sure that they satisfied, you know, with taking time off, this and that. And then they are more happier to come in. Because once again, y'all, we are, when you ask people, even to, in the home-based business, you are interrupting their lives. Especially if they are part-time, they're going to have to get some of that time to work their business. So make sure you appreciate people. And one thing I'd really got to give kudos up to Paul, whenever they come to, you know, y'all come to Freedom Fest, they give you awards, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all, I got like four of them, and they on my mantle there. I look at them every day because people, they have this sign, believe it or not, now y'all may not see it, but they have this sign on their chest that says, make me feel special. And everybody's on that radio station, the WIIFM, which is what's in it for me. They may not say it, but you have to tell people and show them what's in it for them. And, you know, recognition, it is a very key part of what I do, because a lot of times, like I was saying on Friday just a little bit, those managers, of course, it's going to be a pay raise, but a lot of them, they just wanted to get recognized. Just telling people, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you. If you're in any kind of relationship, if you really do appreciate the people and you want them to do stuff for you, you kind of want to treat them right. And you kind of want to tell them, thank you for doing this. So that way, if something else come up down the line, you know, people call, they have downlines or down the line, they will be more willing to do it. So make sure you recognize people. And another thing, let me see, I got my list here. That's another thing, too. The next thing is, whenever you're dealing with people, just have patience with them, because we are not at the same level. Some people have been doing this for years. Some people are starting out. And when people have the ideas, just listen to the ideas. Even though in your mind you'd be like, oh, that's the crazy idea I ever heard. But you never tell people that. You always encourage people because everybody wants to be heard. And the next thing I've always, always, always never done is you never kick people while they're down. And that was the third manager. He came over from another company. He said, you know, Booker, this is a different environment, because when I came in, I just felt the love and I was encouraged. He said, the place I came from, they used to always, I mean, of course you make mistakes, but it's just the way you talk to people. And he said, I always felt kicked when I was down. And he said, I never felt this working here. And this one, you're going to get people, I'm going to tell y'all, people will stick with you a long time. As long as you help them get what they want, they will stick with you. And if you know the families, go to the baseball games. Go to the football games, because they're going to remember that. And if you see a family member in the hospital, take time to go and see them. I mean, if you do have the time, because I'm going to tell y'all, they will remember that. And the next thing, make sure, now we talk about it all the time, on this call, but make sure you have a solid foundation with solid people who you can count on. Because I'll just tell y'all, it's kind of a funny story, but in a way it's not. I had one of my cousins from Mississippi. He came to work with me, and he was doing fine. And then after a while, he started slacking off, and I was just talking to him. And I said, hey, cuz, hey, look, this is a businessman. You're my cousin, but sometimes, family members, you got to let them go. That's the reality. And he was like, yeah, I'll straighten up. And then, it just got to the point where I just said, you really have to tease people that what you're saying, you're going to really do it. And about 3 years ago, I had to let him go. And then he came back and he was like, just give me another chance. And now he's doing a lot better. But sometimes when you're in business with your family members, it's a rough road, But, you do want to work with your family because that's your family, but you have to let them know there are rules to this. Sometimes it ain't a game. And the next thing is, I think that's it. But, a lot of times people, they put out advertisement, this and that, and then I get into the reading. But, my biggest advertisement is, when you treat people right, you don't have to worry about your advertising. And vice versa, if you treat people bad, you already got your advertising. Y'all will catch that one on the way home. So with that being said, I think that's it for now. Let's get into our reading. Let me see. The Science of Getting Rich. Let me put my glasses on because, as the more mature you get, things start falling apart. But we on The Science of Getting Rich, Chapter 9, how to Use the Will. And it started off with a real good quote, and I was like, wow, it's going to be a good mastermind. So on page 63, it says, I have always strenuously supported the right of every man to his own opinion, however different the opinion might be to mine. He who denies another his right makes a slave of himself to his own opinion because he precludes himself the right of changing it. And, that was so good. That was by Thomas Paine. And it just reminded me, too, of one of the guys. He said he was working for this guy, and he said, y'all are my people. Newsflash, slavery is over. Nobody is your people. And people, they have the choice to go wherever you want to go. So people, they're going to go where they feel comfortable, y'all. So just keep that in your marketing. And when somebody falls on hard times, try to encourage them. But, nobody has the right to say these are, they can say it, but nobody is really owned by anybody. So let's jump into it. The Science of Getting Rich. We're in Chapter 9, How to Use the Will. To set about getting rich in a scientific way, you do not have to try to apply your willpower to anything outside of yourself. You have no right to do so anyway. It is wrong to apply your will to another man and woman in order to get them to do what you wish is done. I was just talking about that. You can't make people do anything, no matter what the consequences is. If they don't want to do it, y'all, they're not going to do it. It is as flagrantly wrong to coerce people by mental power as it is to coerce them by physical power. And compelling people by physical force to do things for you reduces them to slavery. Compelling them by mental means accomplishes exactly the same thing. The only difference is in methods. If taking things from people by physical force is robbery, then taking things by mental force is robbery also. There is no difference in principles. In other words, give people the choice. You have no right to use your willpower upon another person, even for his own good. For you do not know what is for his good. The Science of Getting Rich does not require you to apply power or force to any person in any way whatsoever. Think about that. The science of getting rich does not require you to apply power or force to any person in any way whatsoever. There is not the slightest necessity for doing so. Indeed, any attempt to use your will upon others will only tend to defeat your purpose. Oh, I got to tell y'all this funny story, and then we'll continue on. I remember one time I was going to this organization, you know, every Sunday, and it was funny because I seen things that needed to be done, and I'm the type of person where I just get it done. You know, I'll ask for permission later. But it was so amazing where people was getting so uncomfortable because I was doing the stuff that everybody seen a need to be done and didn't do it. And because it wasn't one person's idea, he got so angry, y'all. And I was telling him, you have the right to go any way you want to. You don't control people. I mean, you may think you control them, but, you know, I use my mind all the time. And y'all just be careful of that when you're around people that want to control you. You do not need to apply your will to things in order to compel them to come to you. They would simply be trying to coerce God and would be foolish and useless. You do not have to try to compel God to give you good things any more than you have to use your willpower to make the sunrise. You do not have to use your willpower to conquer an unfriendly deity or to make stubborn and religious forces do your bidding. Substance is friendly to you and is more anxious to give you what you want than you are to get it. To get rich, you need only to use your willpower on yourself. To get rich, you only need to use your willpower on yourself. When you know what you think and do, then you must use your will to compel yourself to think and to do right things. This is the legitimate way of the will and getting what you want, to use it and holding yourselves to the right course. Use your will to keep yourself thinking and acting in a certain way. Do not try to project your will or your thoughts or your mind out of space to act on these on things or people. Keep your mind at home. It will accomplish more than anywhere else. And it's just kind of funny where I see this all the time, you know, even in some people's marketing, they try to control you. But if people have critical thinking, I'm going to tell y'all, they see it right through it. Use your mind to form a mental image of what you want and to hold to vision with faith and purpose. And use your will to keep your mind working in the right way. The more steady and continuous, The more steady and continuous your faith and purpose, the more rapidly you will get rich because you will make only positive impressions upon substance. And you will not neutralize or offset them by negative impression. The picture of your desires held with faith and purpose is taken up by the formless and permeates it into great distances throughout the universe for all we know. And I'll just stop right there. And that's why I've always expressed to people the hustle and grind, it is so played out. You know, I flow right now. Because I know on any given day, I'm going to just give y'all an example. No matter what you're selling or whatever you're trying to get over, you know, not get over, but whatever you're trying to present to people, you don't have to stress on it, y'all. Right now, I can't say I can guarantee, but there are about 50,000 to 100,000 people that want whatever you got. The only thing we have to do is just make ourselves findable. There are no shortage of people in the world, and you don't have to stress on that because I see people online stressing all the time, and sometimes I kind of laugh, and I'm like, do you realize the more you chase something, the faster it runs? So, y'all, we don't have to chase nothing, or we don't have to chase people. There are people turning 18 every single day. So don't worry about it. Just put it out there, and the right people, they will buy. As this impression spreads, all things are set moving toward the realization. Every living thing, every innate thing, and the things yet uncreated are stirred towards bringing into being that which you want. All force begins to be exerted in that direction. All things begins to move towards you. The minds of people everywhere are influenced towards doing the things necessary to the fulfilling of your desires, and they work for you unconsciously. But you can check all this by stating a negative impression in your formless substance. Doubt and unbelief is a certain way to start a movement away from you, as faith and purpose are to start one towards you. It is by not understanding this that most people make their failure. Every hour and moment you spend in giving heed to doubts and fears, every hour you spend in worry, every hour in which your soul is proposed by unbelief sets a current away from you in a whole domain of intelligent substance. All the promises are upon them that believe, and upon them only. And my favorite saying is, 1% doubt and you out. Because if you start doubting, that's going to bring in more doubt, and that's going to bring in more doubt. So we have to really watch that. And I tell people, when I get involved in something, people sometimes think it's arrogant, but when you know. When you have your belief in yourself, that's kind of hard to shake, y'all. So I tell them, I know it's going to work. I don't have to think it's going to work. I know. Since belief is all important, it behooves you to guard your thoughts, and as your beliefs will be shaped to the very great extent by the things you observe and think about. It is important that you should carefully govern to what you give your attention. I think that deserves a repeat, so I'm going to repeat. Since belief is all important, it behooves you to guard your thoughts, and your beliefs will be shaped to the very extent by things you observe and think about. It is important that you should carefully govern what you give your attention. And here the will comes in use, for it is by your will that you determine upon what things your attention is fixed. If you want to become rich, you must not make a study of poverty. Oh, we can stop right there. If you want to become rich, you must not make a study of poverty. Things are not brought into being by thinking about their opposites. Health is never to be attained by studying disease and thinking about disease. Righteousness is not being promoted by studying sin and thinking about sin. And no one has ever gotten rich by studying poverty and thinking about poverty. Medicine as a science of disease has increased disease. Religion as a science of sin has promoted sin. Think about that. And economic as a way of poverty will fill the world with wretchedness and want. Do not talk about poverty. Do not investigate it or concern yourself with it. Never mind what the calls are, you have nothing to do with them. And I'll stop right there on page 68, and Mike Harvey will come in tomorrow. And I never will forget when I first started the home-based industry, this one guy, he was making a whole lot of money, and he said the best way to, the best way is not to become one of them. It was something like that. Y'all probably heard of it, but I never did understand that until I started doing better than I was, and then I started realizing I have to get this money so I can live a full life. And it's not about the money. It's about you having the choices. So with that being said, now let's get into my favorite part of the call, which is the mastermind. So in the mastermind, just a little guidance. Let's stay away from any kind of controversial topics, anything that would divide us, and let's stay away from, this is a spiritual call but not religious, so let's stay away from any kind of dogmatic terms. And each person, if you would, just keep your comments down to 2 to 3 minutes so we can get a lot of people in. And, you know, let's make one of this the best masterminds ever. And I appreciate y'all, and I'm ready to listen.
Who's the man with the master plan? The Booker.
The Booker. The L. They can't hold me down, Paul. They can't get me.
You made me laugh when you said the book of the month is the book of Paul. No, I mean Elon. That was funny. Such a good call. Thank you so much. You know, we just finished up a month-end promotion, and we enrolled just under 50 new customers. And I was sending some emails out, and I always remember you can't exert your will upon people. Instead, you basically want to, this is a really good metaphor. Let's say you're wanting someone to walk through a door. You can shove them through the door. That's option number one. Or option number two is you can say, man, look at this beautiful door. You could walk through this door. Now, of course, you don't have to walk through the door, but if you do walk through the door, here's what might be on the other side. And then you explain the benefits and show the vision, and then you leave it up to the person and always letting them know they have, you know, I mean, obviously, we all have the option to do it or not. That's a fact. But some people respect that in their communication and others don't. And that's a practical way to apply what Wallace Wattles was teaching in the reading today. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about was how you talked about ego and the book of the month this month, the book of Elon. I almost think we should make this the book of the month for this month, for the next month again, because there is so much good stuff in this book. And here are a couple of related points from the book. He said, never ask your troops to do something you're not willing to do. It is my firm belief that the separation between executives and employees in the workplace does not create a good working environment. We want to create a system of equality without our artificial barriers. This is why we examine all special, we eliminate all special privileges of executives. I thought that was so interesting. No special privileges. Everyone is the same. They create this sense of equality. And, you know, we do that in our community. But the ego thing, he said, always be smashing your ego. A major failure mode is high ego to ability ratio. I thought that was good. But the last thing I wanted to talk about from the book, I just finished it this weekend, and at the end of the book, there's a part where he's describing his vision to make humans multiplanetary. And whether you think this is a good goal or not, it's kind of irrelevant to the point that I want to make. You know, he explains his reasoning behind it, which is, he thinks that there have been 5 extinction-level events throughout the geological record, and also that the sun is heating up. So eventually, in a long, 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 long time, if we don't do something, eventually the sun will consume the earth. So from a logical standpoint, he looks at that and he's like, wow, we probably should have a plan B, you know, like a way to back up consciousness so that if something bad happens on earth, we don't eliminate, consciousness. So he's got this goal to colonize Mars. And he is building these massive rocket ships called the Starship. They're going to produce 1,000 of these a year. And the idea is that they take enough materials to Mars that they can colonize Mars and make Mars self-sustaining. And yesterday, Peter Diamandis made this post. He says, Elon just crossed $800 billion in net worth. That's 2.73% of the United States GDP, And then Elon comments, 10 trillion or bust. And a lot of people would look at that and think, look at this guy, he's just getting rich. He's just taking all the money. But the truth is, if you read his words, you know why he is wanting to build these assets. It's because it is going to be extremely expensive to colonize Mars, and this is a goal that's important to him. Now, what does this have to do with any of us? If I look at that and I think, man, this guy has the biggest goal of anyone on the planet, but it's not just the goal. He is marshaling resources and building and creating plans in order to make this goal, this dream, this ridiculous idea a reality. And whether it works or not, or whether anyone thinks it's a good idea or not, to me, it is unbelievably inspiring that he has this goal and he's working towards it. And I look at that and I'm like, man, you know, we can all, I mean, we're not all going to do the same things as he's doing, but we can model, we can have a goal that people might think is dumb. We can have a goal that we believe in and we can go for it and we can take steps every day to bring it into reality, whether anyone thinks it's a good idea or not. And in fact, in a lot of cases, we got to do that because a lot of people won't think it's a good idea. That was one of the last little points in the book, is he said that in the beginning, most people are not going to believe in you or what you're doing. You just got to do it anyway, and over time, belief will build. So anyway, just want to share that. Love you guys. Hope you have a great day. Back to you.
Oh, Paul, I appreciate that. That was so many nuggets, man. And just want to hone in the fact that you can't do what the people that's working for you do. It's pretty much like we say in Mississippi, don't mean the hill of beans. And everybody know, I get down with the troops, y'all. And your goals, they will sound kind of crazy to the people haven't done it. I just leave it at that. But definitely appreciate you, Paul. Who's next? Star 6. It's Monday morning, y'all. No sleeping.
Donna.
Brother Booker.
Oh, we got Donna and... And we got a little background. But come on out, Donna.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just got back from the Surge conference in Tampa with Greg Rochelle and John Maxwell, and it was great. And the whole theme of the weekend was about the parable of the sower, where the rich ruler gave out 5 bags of gold to one servant, 3 to another, and 1 to the other. And the first two invested and doubled their investment, and the third one buried it in the ground. And the ruler called him a wicked and lazy servant. And so the whole thing, you know, the different thing was, the theme of it was about which one are you going to. And he took a quadrant and he put, at the top he put good, and at the bottom he put wicked. And then on the left he put lazy, and on the right he put faithful. So that made 4 little squares inside. And so he said that there's some people that are good and lazy, and they have the right heart, but the wrong actions. And, but in other words, they have good intentions, but they have zero execution. And then the one on the right of that is good and faithful, which is the right heart with the right actions. And, that's the good, that's where everybody should want to aim to be. And then there's wicked and lazy, which is wrong heart, wrong actions. And, that's the most negative one. And then there's wicked and faithful, where they have the wrong heart but the right actions. And those are people that, you know, even though their hearts aren't so good, they do all the right things, and they are successful, but they're not good to people. I think you were mentioning something earlier, Booker, about how some companies, they make you sign this no-compete thing and all that stuff, and you're talking about slavery and everything. And a lot of times going to a job is like slavery, because the person that owns the company they're working for are wicked but faithful. They have a successful business, but they don't treat their people well. So we all want to aim towards that good and faithful one. But it was really great. And throughout the week, I'll share a little bit more about what some of the people that spoke at the event said, because it was really good, a lot of good stuff that I got out of it. But basically, he he based this on the Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, you know, about, you know, how, you know, good and lazy are the kind that do the 40-40-40 plan, and they just they just get a job, go to school, get a job and work for 40 years and then retire at 40% of their what they were making, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, I just thought it was really interesting the way it it goes into every single part of our lives, and I just thought I would share that with everybody here. And then the big question was, which one are you? They asked us, which one are you? So anyway, that's all I have to share. And thank you very much for hosting, Booker, and for whoever's behind the scenes running the switches. So thank you, and y'all have a blessed Monday.
Donna, I definitely appreciate it, you know, and that's Lori Sue behind on the ones and two. And just to let you know, y'all, I really obsess on what my customers want. That's why when they come to me, I know what they want, because sometimes I stay up at night thinking, how can I make people's lives better? How can I make this product better? And you'll be a better person, or like they say, a better boss or whatever. I don't consider myself, even though I am the boss, I don't consider the boss, because I'm down there in the trenches with the workers. But I'm going to just tell y'all, these companies, they have the power to uplift people, but unfortunately they don't. But we have to change that, you know, and it's not an impossible goal. We just have to do it one person at a time. But appreciate you, Donna. And who's next? Star 6. Let me get a drink of water. Star 6, who's
Brother
next?
Booker, it's Angela Mazin.
Angela Mazin! Oh, let me get my shirt, Angela. Let me get my shirt on, the red and black one.
I appreciate you so much, Booker. You're doing a wonderful job. It's so funny that you said, let me get my shirt. I put on some earrings that Wanda gave me today. I said, I've got my Wanda on today. I was reading the book of Elon as well, and I really enjoyed Paul's words for this morning. But one of the things that stood out to me in the book was, the world belongs to those who are daring to take it. So, I mean, you know, I think about Ashley, she said the audacity to be the person that does things that you want to do and set your goals and receive your goals and achieve your goals. You dare to do that. You have the audacity to do that. Let's do it. Let's get it done. And so Elon has the same mindset. The world belongs to those that are willing to dare to take it. I love it. All right, Brother Booker, you have a wonderful morning. It's first Monday morning of May.
Oh, yeah. Starting off good. And, you know, Angela Mazin, that's the thing that's so funny, because I was talking to a few of my family members. I said, so it's a few of y'all. Y'all never thought about leaving a legacy? Y'all just going to die at the choices y'all made? I say, look, I'm going to be the first one. They're going to remember my name. They may not remember y'all. But, you know, you got to have, like they say, you got to want it and know what you want. And you know what? Once you stayed out clear, you know what you want, people there clear out. All right, Star 6, who's next? What up, Brett? Oh, I'm about to take the spiritual path, because, you know, that psychopath that kept you in jail. All right, come on, Brett.
I'm glad to see somebody's learning something around here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have the faith. Have faith knowing that the impossible is possible. With just a seed, a mustard seed of faith, you can turn that impossible into possible. And, I love that, it's all about a positive mental attitude, right? If you don't have a positive mental attitude, I mean, you can certainly affect people with your attitude. You're either going to, you know, your attitude adjusts your altitude. And so just a few degrees in any direction, either you're going to set the day or the day is going to set you. So it's a choice. And I choose that spiritual path, the positive path, the looking for the good, because any of us can see the bad if we look for it. You get what you're looking for, so look for the good. We're blessed to bless others, so look to be a blessing to somebody else today. With that, back to you, Booker.
Oh, yeah, Brett, I definitely appreciate that. You can always find the bad. Matter of fact, you don't have to look for it. It just shows up. But let's go look for the good in people. And if you meet people, just smile. And if they're looking down, tell them, it's not that bad. And I'm going to just tell y'all, there's been people that has been,
I mean, total strangers hug me and stuff, and because they needed that word of encouragement. And that's what we need more of today. Definitely appreciate you, Brett. All right, we got about 14 minutes.
You wanted from Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. Got the Minister Chris and you on deck. Wanda, come on out.
Oh, good morning, family. Oh, just so fired up and grateful to be on this call this morning, you know. All we see is possibilities, and I love what Paul was talking about, you know. People might think we're crazy, but when we feel it in our heart and we believe it and we really want it, like Angela was saying, you know, he that started a good thing in me will finish it. And I always believe no matter what we're going through, guys, you know, there's something. My charges got dropped, so I'm grateful for that. I'm still going to court on Friday, but the dropped me. And you know what? I have an attitude of gratitude and empathy for the person. You know why? Because I wasn't as perfect either, right? My attitude got a little 2.3 seconds, right? Just like their attitude was. But I realized that, you know what? What I put into others, I'm going to get back, right? And I love that person. And it's like two bulls banging, you know, banging heads. But when you realize, you put your ego aside, you put yourself in that, in their position and say, you know what, I could have handled that better. You know, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, right? And I love you. It's not that you're going to let something like that happen again, right? Absolutely not. But you're going to choose to forgive that person and to see the best in them because you don't know what's going on in them. And I love that because they are crazy. They all say, oh, look at her. Look at her. She goes online. She's out there sharing. You know what? That's my passion. That's my heart. That's who I am. You know? And like Paul said, people don't got to see it. They do think you're crazy. But you know what? In the end, whatever God started in you, he's going to finish it. But you got to make the right choices. You got to put your ego aside. Like you said today, you know, that's so important. Every time I just click yourself down, you know, what can I learn from this? Is it a lesson or is it a blessing? And it's always one of those things. So I just want to say, I love that we have a vision. I love that I'm going to leave a legacy, yes. I'm a chain breaker in my family. And I'm going to leave a legacy and say I'm not going to be here. And they're going to just hit that button. They're going to say, that's what that girl was learning today. And maybe they'll learn something from it. So I just want to say that be kind. Don't forget where you came from. If you have a disagreement with somebody else, put yourself in their shoes and just love wins. So as always, family, do something good for somebody else in the space knowing they can't repay you. Can't wait to see you all in Branson again. And I love you. Have an awesome day.
One, I definitely appreciate you, you know, and you said my word is legacy. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, we leaving a legacy on this call right now. And our lives are going to reflect it. Are we going to leave a good legacy or a bad legacy? But we are going to leave a legacy. Appreciate you, Wanda, for definitely always putting the videos out and still working the 9-to-5. Appreciate you, love you, and Wanda, I love you, and I'll see you in Branson. Okay, here we go. Here comes the butter. Oh, yeah, Minister Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brother Booker.
Yes, sir.
So glad to be here with you on this Monday. Can you hear me clearly?
Like you're right next to me.
Can you hear me clearly, Brother Booker? All right, all right, all right. I'm out here in Eagle Land watching the Eagles and feeling sunshine on my face. I appreciate, love you, Brother Booker and Lori Sue and everybody on the call that, for everything that we do to just come together because we built it. We have a call, regardless of what people have said over the years, if it made sense or not. It was a vision, you know, by Paul to start a call. And the call's been going on, you know, almost two decades.
And it's getting better and better. Why? Because it's needed. It's something that I call it a water well. We come here to refresh. It's the charging jack for our, like our cell phones. We come here and we get recharged and get ready to have the best day ever. This is the only day ever. You know, and why can I have the best day ever today? Because I'm building on all the days that I've had the fortune to live in my 58 years. It would be 59. So I can honestly say that this day is built on the shoulders of all the other days that I have learned. And now I'm going to take everything that I know and turn it into gold. You know, what Wanda talked about, thank you, Wanda, for mentioning that, because in hindsight of all the things that have happened, you know, with my brothers and everything in the past 2 months, it's been, you know, pretty traumatic. But at the same time, it is what it is. And we can always turn poison into medicine. And, yes, I would have liked to have stayed calm. I'm naturally a calm, cool person. I get excited. Nothing wrong with getting excited and having some enthusiasm. But for the most part, I'm a pretty calm person. I like to keep a smile on my face, and I like to keep things calm. I don't like drama. I don't like violence. I don't like even thoughts of harming anything. It's just not in me, period. It never has been. However, I needed to see the things that I needed to see in these past 2 months. I needed to see people for who they were. And even if I progged it on a little bit, I needed to see it. And if you can't solve it unless you can see it, and of course, I promised my parents that I would come to New Orleans and get our family together, my our property estate back together, and brothers together. But how do you come to the table if you don't have respect? How do you come to the table when they don't even want to invite you to the table? So there's some things that have to transpire. And for me, in my heart, and it's not ego as far as what I'm looking at, I'm going to do whatever the Creator wants me to do. But I don't think the Creator wants to send me as a lamb amongst wolves. You got to respect me first. And then when you, and then you have that respect level, and which is coming around now that the judge let them know that this is my house. So now eventually we'll come to talk and they'll see who I am. And yes, they can't understand, like Wanda said, you know, what these videos, and you're not at home and you don't wake up and do a 9 to 5 and you're not like the rest of us. And so therefore you don't understand it. So you criticize it by saying I'm a freeloader or whatever you want to describe it as. However, at this point, I'm moving forward like Elon Musk, keeping that idea of what it is that I want. You know, even Paul, he said he wanted the pipeline freedom. He's freeing families. In our Freedom Crusaders manifesto, we say once we free ourselves, we're going to free other people. So when we have that North Star, people understand, oh, I see why they're doing it, because they're a freedom crusader, and they want to teach other people, even though that they're free, they want to teach. He wants to teach other people how to be free. Yes, I want to spread happiness through music. I want to do whatever I can to bring heaven on earth. And in my closing, it doesn't take a rocket science to understand what's going on in life if you look at nature. The reality of it is everything is transition. Everything has a butterfly effect. You are one thing, you transform to another thing. But what do you leave with? What do you leave with? You can't even take your own body home even when you transition. So if we're born into this world as a spirit and we come into a body, and we come out to this grass area where in the scriptures it says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. I mean, you can go out here and do whatever you want to do in this life, but how many people get up and do it? Oh. Once we have a major definite purpose, we have a direction. And once we have that direction, we can go get it. But at the end of the day or at the end of your life, what do you take? You don't take anything. But you can leave a legacy. You can leave some structure for the next generation. So let's keep moving forward. Do what's in our heart, regardless of if they laugh. If they're confused about who we are, that's not our problem. Our job and my job, speaking for myself, is to stay obedient to the will of the Creator that made me and follow the prompts that are in my heart. and take the chances and have the courage. Because what do I have to lose if I lose everything when I die except my causes and my legacy? So keep doing what's in your heart, because only you have that purpose that is unique to yours, like your fingerprint and your DNA. And everyone gets a gift to share. The harvest is plenty. Laborers are few. Let's stand up and be all that we're born to be in this world. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
Minister Christian dropping bombs early this morning. And, you know, one thing I really, really appreciate about you is I'm the same way. I don't like to see a lot of turmoil and stuff. And I'll just share with y'all the experience. I sent you the pictures on Saturday. They had a parade here in Fort Worth, and it was a lot of the Buddhists. And, you know, I went to the parade and, you know, just to learn. And I'm going to just tell y'all, it was just peace and harmony. And I sat in the service, and I'm like, you know, you can learn some from everybody. So always have your mind open, because everybody got something to share. And, you know, just like today, I got to go out after the call and get some new office furniture. So I could have got it online and have them delivered. But I know if I go out there, I can make somebody's day brighter today. So I'm going to go out and meet some new people today. And whenever you got the money, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, it releases you on the fact that you always trying to go out and get somebody. Just go out and be a good person. And if you're a good person, you will draw them. And that's the secret. But definitely appreciate you, Minister Christian. All right. Oh, you know what? Time is flying. We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Yes. Who's going to? Oh, just Triple J. I already knew it. Come on, Triple J.
Yes. I was just listening intently to everyone's shares. I loved everything everyone shared. And, you know, the passion and the belief, It's just so inspiring, and one of the things that make me come back to this call over and over and over again. So two things that I listened and heard and I have learned is when we set goals for ourselves, get uncomfortable with that goal. Don't be so safe. It's okay if you don't hit your goal. The point is the daily processes that you are taking to get there are going to automatically happen if you keep consistent and you just keep moving forward. Like, you know, the song says from Rita Joy and Christian. So don't set your goals so safe. Stretch yourself. Get beyond that box that keeps you comfortable. So make a very uncomfortable goal and believe that you can hit it. And the other thing that popped up for me was when Christian was talking and his turmoil and challenges, and he said basically he is letting them do what they think and say he can't control any of that. But what he is doing, and that's the second part of this, it's not only just let them say and do and think what they want, but let me, meaning do what it is that you have a passion to do, that you are looking to accomplish, regardless of what everyone else is saying. That's when you stand up for yourself and go for it. And that, every day when you put your head on the pillow, for me, I know, is so fulfilling. And it fills you up knowing you are loving and nurturing yourself for what it is you want, not what everybody else says. So those are my two thoughts. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Booker, you were awesome. Loved your stories. Keep moving on, Booker. You are incredible. Back to you.
Justin Jensen, I definitely appreciate your comments. And as always, that's the best way to wrap up at the call. Definitely appreciate you, Jesse. And this morning, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure serving y'all today. And this is one of the reasons why I come, y'all. We are really big in the legacy. So go out today. If you see somebody sad, just tell them it's going to be all right. And you know what?
We'll see y'all back tomorrow on the Think and Grow Rich call with Mike Hobbs. Same bad time, same bad channel. And let's make it a great day today. Let's get up!
Great call. Have a great day.
Never give up. Keep moving forward.
Ever.
Love you,
brother.
Love you, brother Paul. Thank you for starting the call. Let's keep flying high with the eagles.
Storm by storm, when faith was all they knew.
Thank you, Booker.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yes, sir. Can you believe this call is mine? Dropping the bomb first thing in the morning.
Dropping the bomb.
I am grateful. Here and now. For every time you showed me how. We're building futures we can't yet see. Becoming all that we can be. We climb the mountain. I dream of growing strong, but greater still to serve and give and help more souls belong. Be tender, yet be tough enough to stand when life gets hard. Open-hearted, brave and real, still strong. Responsibility becomes the truest form of liberty.
You have a choice. You've got two paths. You can choose to
take the path or the second. We're building futures we can't yet see. Becoming all that we can be. We climb the mountain of life. Every step moves me toward the light. With grateful hearts we rise above, becoming proof of hope and love. I am grateful, loud and clear, for every lesson brought me here. We rise in love, we rise set free, creating our shared legacy.
Whoa.